The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's interesting that one of the probably biggest issues to deal with, to overcome in doing meditation is the mind that wanders off into the future and the past and thoughts. And it's amazing to, it's interesting to study that phenomena, to understand a little bit how it works. And one of the interesting things is how there's often a kind of a passivity to it, where we just find ourselves off for a few moments, a few minutes, for a few hours, a few years. And, the mind wanders off and in that passivity where the mind just wanders off, we find ourselves wandering off and we're engaged. In a sense, our attention is either hijacked or taken over or lost into these kinds of concerns, whatever we might be having, that there's a kind of passivity to it, a kind of maybe even a relinquishment of our own agency, our own ability to be on top of our attention, to direct our attention, in a sense be in charge of it. And so one of the things we're doing in mindfulness meditation is, or any meditation, is there is an active part to meditation where we're kind of trying to overcome that passive way in which we kind of slip off. I mean, sometimes it's not so passive. Sometimes people choose to go off in thought. But the passive way, and be more active in staying present, being here. And so there's a kind of awakening, a kind of active choice, an active decision or intention or activity of, let's be here. And not always recognize that some active quality is needed, because people will sometimes, when you do meditation, kind of want to just kind of be soothed. You know, they've been busy day, their mind's busy, and they just want to relax and take it easy. And so the kind of emphasis on relaxing and taking it easy and settling in sometimes is conducive to the mind feeling that can just kind of wander off freely into back into its thoughts. But when we bring in the idea of being actively present, you know, keeping the attention on the breath, keeping the attention in the present moment, then often that's a magnet for all kinds of issues and attitudes we have about doing anything. When we do something, we have agency and apply ourselves, then there's a lot of issues around, I'm the one who's doing it, and so, you know, I can't do it, or I have to do it, I have to prove myself, I better be the best one. Or there might be attitudes around success, expectations, and so there's attitudes I have to try hard, attitudes of, well, I can't really do it, so I'll just kind of try. All kinds of attitudes come along when I'm the one who's going to do it. And so part of what happens in meditation, ongoing meditation, is we have to bring some active agency to be attentive in the present moment. And then over time we begin discovering all the ways we make that more complicated than it needs to be, until we can kind of let it settle away and just be actively present here, without a lot of tension or striving or giving up or complacency or a lot of ways in which we might tie it to a sense of self or all kinds of things we tie it to. And so with time we learn to bring an activity, the activity of being attentive in a very, very simple way. And so, there's always an active side to it, the activity of being attentive. When the sense of attentiveness gets strong enough, then at some point it takes over almost. And so we don't have to make so much effort anymore. It becomes effortless effort. And then maybe you could say it becomes more passive. Our role becomes more passive. We have to get out of the way and relax. But initially there has to be the active quality, because if we're too passive early on, we just wander off in thought. So you might this morning experiment a little bit with the active, you know, this idea of being actively involved or in the activity of being attentive. That you have to be, it has to be an activity you have to be active in. And see if that choice or that intention or that coming back to that, see what you discover in that process. See if it helps you be present. And also see if you begin purifying or emptying out all the extra stuff that you bring along with making effort or being active. So if that makes sense, try it out. If it doesn't, do what you were doing. So thank you.